In an exam room some 35 years ago, Toni Cordell's doctor assured her the procedure would be an easy repair.
I asked absolutely no questions except when.
It wasn't until after the surgery that a nurse happened to mention the name of the procedure.
I did not learn until my six-week checkup that I had had a hysterectomy and part of my body was gone.
Cordell says she didn't ask questions out of respect.
Physicians were very godlike. If they said something, we did not question it, because if I asked a question of a doctor, I was afraid it would come off as me disrespecting their expertise.
The incident helped turn Cordell into a health literacy activist. These days, of course, patients have much more access to information, but making sense of it remains a problem. According to a 2003 report by the National Assessment of Adult Literacy, only 12% of Americans are at a proficient level when it comes to understanding health-related information.
It's a huge problem, particularly in rural areas where, you know, basic education level is not as great as is in urban areas.
Steve Pugh is a general surgeon based in the Boot Heel of Missouri. He's also the chairman of the board for Health Literacy Missouri, which hosted a summit on the topic in Columbia on Tuesday. Pugh says pressure on doctors to work quickly means less time to explain things clearly to patients.
You know, physicians are more driven by volume, being able to see more patients, and you spend less time with patients, and that obviously impacts the communication, the doctor-patient relationship.
Also at the summit was Howard Koh, Assistant Secretary for Health at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. He says the health care reform law has several measures aimed at helping people understand health issues. One, unveiled last week, will require insurers to use simpler, standardized language to explain coverage options.
We need to make this information, which is already complex, as easy as possible for the people to understand, define our terms so that people can use this information to make the best decisions about their own health.
Those new requirements will go into effect next year. Jacob Fenston, KBIA News.